Just to continue on from the Pittsburgh game, and picked up 6 out of 8 points here in your last four. What's the biggest thing kind of on the agenda here tonight?
Well, just continue to skate. I think that's the biggest thing for our team is when we're skating, you know, using our speed, matching the pace of play. We're in games. We have an opportunity to win games. So the games where we haven't had success, we came out flat and weren't skating, and that's no good for us. So the last three games are going to be pretty close to what tonight's going to look like. These guys skate tremendously well. They transition tremendously well. They don't do anything crazy or fancy. You know, they're going to make you work for your scoring chances, and we need to make them do the same. And it's just going to be the team that executes their opportunities is going to probably win the game tonight.
Patience usually key too against these guys, the way they play in the neutral zone. Blake, is that fair to say?
Yeah, well, patience, just confidence in what we're trying to do. You know, the Pittsburgh and Columbus are, you know, some of the best at it of skating and, you know, not coming off their game. And I think that's why Pittsburgh's won Stanley Cups. You know, they don't give in. They have a tremendous amount of talent, obviously, some of their top end guys, but they don't give in and they play the same way every single night. So that's what we're expecting tonight. Same kind of game. Just kind of stay on the same page we've been going here.
How much confidence have you guys gained during this little run that you've been on over the last 8 games?
It's still a process. You know, I think we come in with the attitude of getting better every day, but when you get a little bit of result here and there, you know, you're winning more games than you're losing, and you're in every game. You have an opportunity to win every game. That's where you start building confidence in the style of play and you know, trying to build off of that.
You and Mark have had lots of history together, but Kyle's sort of settling in. What have you liked about his game and the way that the trio is sort of connected?
He's great. He's so smart. I think that's the thing that Scheif and I have really been impressed with is just how he thinks the game. He makes the right plays. He plays a direct game, a north-south game, and for him the biggest thing was confidence. You know, it's really difficult for a young player to build confidence in this league, and he's a guy that's used to having offensive success. You know, I think every step of the way for him, he's put up huge numbers. So, good players, good offensive players, they need that. You know, they need to make plays. They need to build confidence that way. And I think, he came up and he scored a goal against Columbus, and I you could see his confidence was there right away. So that's it. You know, he's playing with confidence right now. He's playing fast. He's playing direct, and he's fit in nicely.
What does that say about him, too, the way he was able to come back up after? I mean, it would have been disappointing to get sent down. He probably thought he was going to be on the team, but to be able to go down, play well, and then make a contribution immediately when he did come up.
Well, it was a good opportunity for him. You know, I think it was timing. You know, I think in training camp, you know, our top six is pretty well, you know, set up, and it was trying to find a spot for him, you know, and, Maddie goes down and there's an opportunity in the top six. He's, you know, kind of playing in a role that I think that he's used to playing in and maybe probably where he belongs at this level. And like I said, you know, you get confidence doing those things and playing with good players, and that's where you start taking off.
Still fun and special for you to come and play back in Minnesota?
Yeah, it always is. It's nice to see family, great memories of this building, a lot of nostalgia coming back. So, it's always fun, and it's always fun because this is a great atmosphere. The fans are always great. Always a good team on the other side, too. So it always makes for a difficult matchup, but one that you look forward to.